Hello, it is Tuesday, July the 12th, 2022. I know I usually do my podcast off of different topics, different cultural, political things that are going on, but today I wanted to do a different one. I wanted to do one about my husband. He passed away December the 20th, 2021. And I just want to talk about him. I think about him all the time. Like, I feel like every second of the day he's on my mind. And even when things are going on, he's just on my mind. He's on my thoughts always. And I wanted to, I guess, explain what he meant to me and how important he was and my life still is. Because when we met, I had been probably 5 years out of a very horrible first marriage. My first marriage to someone who was abusive, who abandoned me and our daughter, who did a lot of horrible things to me. And it was difficult. It was a really difficult situation. And I finally was able to move past it. And I moved past it and I met Tom. So we met in Lancaster, California. We actually met, back then they had like a telephone line where you can call, and it was like people left messages. It was like a personal ad type of thing. Almost, you know, precursor to online dating. You would just listen to someone's message and call him, or he would call you. So I don't remember who left the message, but he called. And I think when he finally called, he had started dating someone else. And the weird thing is, this is my first time talking to him. But when he said that, I just felt this sinking in my stomach. Like, why am I feeling like this? I have no idea who this person is. But later on, I believe he contacted me again, and he wasn't with that person anymore. Didn't work out. So we talked. We had a nice long conversation, probably a few hours. And then we decided to meet in person, and we decided to meet at a Starbucks. And so what I did was I told him to describe himself to me, what he was going to be wearing, what kind of car he was going to be driving. And what I was going to do, I was going to be somewhere where I could see him, but he didn't see me. So I saw him. He went on a little the outside patio at Starbucks, and I was like, okay, I'll go up to him. He looks fine. So I go up to him, and when I walked up to him, he had his head kind of down, and he looked up at me, and he made this expression, and it was kind of. It was, I don't know what kind of expression it was, but I took it as he was disappointed. But we went ahead, we introduced ourselves, we decided to go order something at Starbucks, which I'm not a Starbucks person. My husband drank, he loved coffee, so it was perfect for him. And we ordered, we went outside and sat, and we talked for a while. He had to go to work, so I think he had to go be at work at 2, so we might have talked for a while. And it was actually a really nice conversation to get to know each other. And we decided to meet again. So we met a few more times. And we decided that we wanted to date. So we started dating. We started hanging out. And we decided to move in together. And then when we moved in together, I was like, I don't want to be living with someone. I don't. And then we decided to get married. So we had a span of 4 months from dating to marriage. So we had a very short courtship. And we had a small wedding. It was a preacher we found, and she actually married us in her home. I bought my dress from Dillard's on the clearance rack. We just had a few people there. And afterwards, we went to eat at Black Angus. And it was a very small, intimate wedding. And I loved it. I was a little stressed, but it wasn't the stress of a big wedding. It was just us, you know, just close family. And I thought it was beautiful. So, and during this time, like before we got married, Tom met my kids. He bonded with Sasha, and you know, we moved in together and we lived together. We were married, and I mean, of course, every marriage is gonna have its ups and downs, and I think because. Now, when we met and we got married so fast, but we had both been married before. So I believe we knew what we wanted and what we didn't want. But of course, there was still some growing pain. So there were some issues that we had, but we worked through them. And when we started going to church, getting involved in church, I think that was a big positive thing in our life. So I grew up when my parents got divorced, moved to Mississippi. My mom's father was a pastor at a church. It was like the family church. So I went to church all the time. I sang in the choir, but I didn't really understand what being a real Christian was or being saved was. And you know, afterwards, when I left Mississippi, moved back to California, I had actually not lost interest, but I didn't want to go to church. But I always felt that I had this kind of like God was always talking to me, or he was just always right there. So I started really seeking, you know, to go. And then I was doing things, I mean, that I shouldn't have been doing, but I was always seeking God. I mean, I was watching TBN, I was trying different churches, and it would stick for a while, but then I would always get led astray. On the other hand, my husband didn't grow up in a Christian household. So his lifestyle was totally different. So when he started going to church, when we started going to church, he basically was doing it for me. I don't think it meant the same thing to him that it did to me. And this was at first. He didn't, you know, but then he talked to the pastor. He got baptized. So he was very interested. And then there was some issues at the church when we moved from California to Arizona. We tried a couple of churches. Then we found Chandler Bible Church. And that was one of the best things we did. Well, one best great thing we did was move to Arizona And then when we found Chandler Bible Church, I mean, it really influenced us a lot, especially Tom. He really became involved. He made friends. He really, really grew. And he loved studying the Bible. He really did. He really loved to read anyway. He was a voracious reader. And then just being able to tackle the Bible. He loved Paul. And he just loved reading Paul's words. And he loved reading Jesus' words. He was really, really just so fascinated with the Bible. And he had questions. You know, and he wasn't afraid to ask the questions. But he really, really loved the Lord. He really, really did. So when he got sick, and he had been sick for a while, he was having issues with his heart, with his pancreas. So when he got COVID, and we both had it, and he ended up going to the hospital, I thought that he was going to go to the hospital. Because when he even called me, he said, yeah, I'm probably going to, they're going to put, he told me they're going to put him on antibiotics. So I was like, oh, yeah, you'll probably just be there for a few days and come home. Then it was like, okay, his oxygen level was low. They're going to put him on oxygen. So, okay. Next thing I know, he was going to ICU. They were going to intubate him. And I was like, well, you know, once they intubate you, you're not going to be able to talk. And he was like, yeah. And at this time, he was in the hospital. I had COVID. So I could not even go to the hospital and see him. And then he had it too. So when they finally let him have visitors, I was done with my COVID. And also with COVID, I had it, but so when he was going to the hospital, the plan was for him to get the monoclonal antibodies. That's what his doctor sent him to the hospital for. But when he got there, I mean, it took them a while. He kept telling them that's why he was there. Then they never put him on oxygen or anything. So when they finally put him on oxygen, it was low. Then they were like, your oxygen is too low to get the monoclonal antibodies. So he went to ICU, and I think it was November the 20th or the 19th, and that was the last time I talked to him, or the last time he talked to me, because he texted me. So once I was able to go to the hospital, I was up there almost every day, but I could only be up there for 15 minutes. They were very strict on that 15 minutes. So I would go to the hospital. I would talk to him. I would sing to him. I wouldn't really sing to him. I had my phone and I would play music. I would read scripture to him. And I just talked to him, and I would just touch him and, you know, rub his head. He always used to rub his head. But he wasn't able to communicate with me. But I was always thinking that he was gonna come home, that we were probably going to have to send him to a rehab, because with him being on a ventilator for a long time, he was going to need therapy. So that's what I was always thinking, that he was just going to be on the ventilator for maybe a week or two. But he would start doing better, then he wouldn't, then it would go down. It was just horrible. But I wanted to be there you know, just talking to him, just telling him I loved him. And I hope he heard me. You know, one of the things he said, last thing he texted me was, did I tell the pastor what was going on? Because he wanted the pastor to know what was going on. So, when we finally realized that he wasn't going to get any better, that disgusted me and his brother disgusted. And I talked to the doctors. I talked to the palliative doctor. And, I mean, he just wasn't getting better. And I think about it now, and it's still painful. It's still so sad. It still hurts. I mean, I miss him so much. I miss him with all my heart and soul. I feel like, I mean, there are times that I think about him that I just want to scream. I just want to scream because I miss him so much. And it hurts that he's not here. And his girls miss him so much. Riley and Naomi miss him so much. And I know the story I've been talking about me and him, but he was such a great father. He loved being a father. He really loved being a father. He loved those girls so much. And he even said to me one time his most important job was being a dad. And I'm just so sad that he's not able to see Riley go to high school. Or he's not going to see Naomi go to high. You know, it's just hard to believe that he's not here. But my love for him is still so strong. And it's like he is just a part of me. He was just so special, and just, he was such a wonderful person, such a wonderful husband. I mean, we tried, I'm pretty sure we did. We told each other we loved each other every single day. Because that's important. He made me laugh. We could talk about anything. He was a nerd just like me. We were just both nerds, and I love that. I love that we can just talk about the most silliest thing. I remember when we were first dating, we were driving, and it was something we were talking about. It was some like obscure movie line that I said, and he just boom was right there with the next line, and it was like, wow. And we, it's, I feel like, and I know people might have looked at us and thought we didn't have anything in common, but we actually had a lot in common. I mean, but there were some things we didn't have in common, but that's okay. And I just, he was a great cook. He was such a great, loyal, wonderful person. And I love and I miss him. And I will always love him. Thank you.